We have a retailer on the line with us, Don Roberts. He's the president and CEO of Central Alabama Flooring. And Don, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. What would you say are the three or maybe four most important factors that you monitor in your operations?
Well, I go back to number one is still our people. You know, they've got to have a good attitude. They've got to be happy with where they're at. They got to enjoy their job. They got to, you know, get out of bed in the morning and want to be at work. And if they don't, then we're not doing something right, right? On that list, I would tell you that margins are probably the next three things. Because frankly, if you're not making margin, if you can't retain your margin, it's just a run to the bottom. And then, you know, overall expenses in your business. I mean, you got to keep stuff in line. You got to keep people costs in line. I mean, you know, the average flooring retailer out there today is probably running on a low 30s margin, you know, and if your people costs are 25%, doesn't leave you a heck of a lot left to run your business, right?
Now, you monitor margins on what kind of basis, daily, weekly?
Pretty much weekly.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to tell you, I look at it a lot during the day, but, you know, one of the things I put out in an article, I did a math scenario, right, on, you know, what happens if you increase 1% margin in a $3 million business? And I got all kinds of answers, but at the end of the day, 1% increase in margin in a $3 million business or in any business gives you a 4.237% increase in profit. And so that also means, you know, in a $3 million business, you gain $50,000 of profit. But guess what? If you lose a percentage point of margin in a $3 million business, you virtually lose $50,000 in profit. And that's a huge swing. I mean, you would think 1%, but 1% is a big number when it comes to transferring it into your business.
I hear you. Now, in terms of monitoring margin, are your salespeople aware of how important margin is to you, and how do you make sure that that is the case?
Well, I pay my salespeople on margin, okay? So one of the things that I learned over the years, I used to use a floating scale that, you know, if you sold it at this, we paid you X percentage of the total sales commission. If you sold it at Y, you got this, you know. When I came to the South, they had a commission plan in place that was paying a percentage of the gross profit margin that was given, okay? So you use a number, just pick 25%. So my salespeople do understand that for every dollar they give away on a sale, they lose 25 cents themselves. So I think it does make them more aware. In fact, it almost does the opposite of what you really want to have happen, but I would much rather have this. You know, sometimes they'll walk away from a deal that's a low margin deal that, you know, because it is a low margin deal and they just don't feel it's worth their time to make that, you know, lower commission or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, it's the process needs to happen of figuring out when you should be dropping price or why you should be dropping price as opposed to just, you know, doing it.
I've got you. Now, salespeople, I've been led to believe that salespeople have their go-to products that they're comfortable with, I guess they're more knowledgeable about, et cetera. What do you do about that? I mean, that may not necessarily be the product that you would prefer that they try to sell to a customer. How do you deal with that whole situation?
Well, the way I merchandise my stores, number one, being part of Carpet One, which, you know, again, gives me a lot of benefits from private brands, private labels, makes the shopping process not as easy to just cross over any particular item. So that's really important. The way we merchandise our store, though, if you have a product category, I don't care if it's LVP, carpet, hardwood, my store is margin pretty much the same by product category. So each manufacturer's product stands on its own merits, right? My requirement for a vendor is that you provide me a good display system and a product that is visually pleasing, fashionable to my customer, that's going to make them want it, number one, and then a value price that is going to make your product be competitive or more competitive than the other products in my store. I think I've told you this in the past. I don't care what I sell when a customer walks in the door. All I care is that I sell, right? I think it's the vendor's responsibility to have a product in there that is pleasing. So when it comes to margin, instead of my people hopefully dropping price to close a sale, they're switching products to close a sale so that they're not taking a double whammy, not only, you know, dropping price, but also losing margin dollars. I'd rather have them move a price point and keep my margin dollars.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
You remember the old Terryton commercial, cigarette commercial years ago? They used to, the big thing was, I'd rather fight than switch.
Yes.
And they had a black eye.
Yes.
Well, my attitude is, I'd rather switch than fight.
Yes, yes. I have to say, I do remember those old commercials, and I'm sure most people listening probably don't even remember cigarette commercials, period.
But. Yeah, but that's when we used to ride our horse and buggy to work, right?
That's right, that's right. Let me ask you about